I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. My colleague Michael Vlahos and I, once again, pursuing our Are We Now in a Civil War? We Don't Know. However, Michael's pointed me to an essay by the scholar Stanley Payne, The Politics of Memory, analyzing what is going on in Spain right now, criminalizing Spanish history. We turn immediately to what appears to be a similar impulse in America. I've told Michael that at first I was flabbergasted when I heard the news that a statue of Ulysses Grant had been pulled over in the early rush of criminalizing American history. I couldn't figure out. The only way I could deal with it was to say they don't know what they're doing. It's just that now I do understand they do know what they're doing, and it's purposeful, and it's criminalizing American history. Michael, in criminalizing American history, it's necessary not only, as you said, with Spain, not only to condemn anybody who speaks in favor of American history, but celebrate anybody who speaks against it, anybody who refutes the American success. Or, for example, we have a president who has compared modern voting rights legislation in many states, I think up to 40 states, to an era of persecution in the late 19th century in the South, the old Confederacy that was called Jim Crow. That, Michael, is an example of criminalizing history, and no one refutes him. It sits there, and if you do refute him, you'd have to say you are taking a risk of being demonized. Don't you think that's fair, Michael?
Well, the whole point of the state criminalizing history is to put off the table, to obviate any kind of robust debate that might otherwise occur, in which any kind of different outcome might ensue. The idea is to so intimidate people from discussing history in ways that would question the new order, that after a while, the new history, the new order, like the 1619 Project, is just something that people acquiesce to.
I want to stay with Ulysses Grant, because, Michael, we know that Ulysses Grant was a working man of enormous energy, but not any success whatsoever in his life. We know this. We know he tried to be a farmer and failed at it. We know that the war came along and picked him up like a tide and rushed him along to what could have been his destruction easily. We know this. And yet it occurs to me in listening to your presentation of Spain that his corpse has been disinterred to be accused. To be accused, Michael, of being on the wrong side of history, of being a demon, to be accused. It doesn't make any sense, but it's very effective. And I believe that you and I, in speaking of it, acknowledge the success of it so far.
The effectiveness is in the proscription of everything that happened before. And here's where that term of art, systemic racism, comes into play. Basically, it's a kind of blanket of evil to be thrown over the past. And so no one can escape that blanket. Everyone is caught beneath it. And therefore, no matter how much someone struggled in their own time to do the right thing, they could never achieve it, and they were only, in effect, helping to support the evil that was there. And in that sense, it's critically important to lump everybody together as an undifferentiated class so that they can all be discarded. And it doesn't matter what any individual believed or sought to do in that time. They're all evil. They're all corrupt by virtue, frankly, of simply being there and being
that's
in
what
the
Stanley
wrong
Payne,
class.
That's what Stanley Payne calls collective memory. It doesn't actually exist, but the accusation is that the collective memory is of ruin and and evil and must be condemned right. and tossed out, cast out, collective
so,
memory.
So everyone on the Republican side, the entire idea, I mean, everyone on the nationalist side, everyone who sought to sustain and defend any conservative element of Spanish national life was evil. And everyone on the Republican side was good, and they were the ones who were victimized and oppressed. They never committed any mass atrocities. Oh, no, that couldn't possibly happen. And the result is you get a binary that is essential to the representation of the past. It's almost Manichaean, and that binary is what we have in America today. And it is at the heart also of Marxism and the early Leninist construction of the revolution after 1917, where, you know, you were a kulak because you were a kulak. Right. You know, it didn't matter. You were of the wrong class. Therefore, you had to be destroyed. And this is essentially no different, of course, from what the Nazis did with Jews. It didn't matter who you were as an individual. It doesn't matter that you served and that Jews had served in the same proportion of Germans and died in World War I in the same proportion and had myriad iron crosses. It didn't matter. And this is exactly the kind of sickness that took over Spain in the 30s, but has now reappeared and in the most horrifying way has taken over Spain again, and it mirrors how it has taken over the United States today. And it is the sort of cultural disease that will literally destroy this country within a few years.
The essay is The Politics of Memory by Stanley Payne. You can find it at First Things. Michael Vlahos, Johns Hopkins. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.